In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. First of all, I wish you a happy new year all. And I hope this year will be much, much better than the one just passed. The theme of the church this year is simply quiet time with the Bible. And what is the Bible? The Bible is the good news. So it's a source of joy. What else the Bible is? The Word of God. What does that mean, Word of God? It means it's God Himself. It's Christ. Christ is, the person of Christ is the Word of God. So when we read the Bible, we actually participate with Christ in what we're reading. So the Bible is also a source for light and life. It's very important to realize that when we read the Bible, we actually are face to face with Christ. We're sitting with Christ, face to face. And if we acknowledge this, if we acknowledge that we are in the presence of Christ, then we'll read it in a different way. We'll read it in a way that is actually a dialogue between God and us. It's not one track reading, when you read and that's it. It's actually a dialogue between us and God Himself. So it's a source of light for us, source of life, because Christ is life. Now, when we read the Bible, the trouble with most of us here, the servants, we read it and say, oh, this is a beautiful verse. If only so-and-so can hear it or read it, it'll be applicable just perfect for that person. So we tend to sort of more or less judge others and trying to find out a solution for them. That's not the way we should supposed to read the Bible. The Bible is actually simply, every verse in it is for our salvation. Every verse, every word. We should take it, it's written for me personally, not for others, not to prepare a Sunday school class or a pre-servant or whatever. No. It's actually for me. That's how we're supposed to read it. We don't read it for others to say, you know, have you read this part? It's beautiful, you know. No, we should read it and we get filled first before we talk to others about it. That's the beauty about the Bible. If we sit with the Bible, it does a lot of things for us. It actually protects us. When we learn some verses and then we face the world, we can actually use these words to protect us, to stop us from doing the wrong thing. St. Anthony, for example, what did he do? He picked on one verse and applied it. Applied it for 80 years. 80 years. He didn't say, okay, I'm going to do it now and that's it, finished. No. He was actually living it for 80 years. And that's how we're supposed to be. If we sit with the Bible, it's our life, it's our joy. One of the saints said, I can't imagine the heaven would be better than what I'm reading. He can't imagine. He thinks he's so in love, he's so in joy when he reads the Bible, that he reckons, could actually heaven be better than this? Isn't it amazing? What do we do when we read the Bible? We go through it quickly. The things that we don't understand, we just keep it, you know, doesn't matter. We'll understand it later. Next time when I read it, I'll understand it. No. No, we're supposed to stop and have a look and read it again. Ask the Lord to give us understanding. And we have all these facilities to tell us what that particular verse means to apply in our lives. So we shouldn't just skim it We're supposed to read it carefully. Read it carefully. And hopefully this year you'll be able to finish the Bible. Some people read the whole, the new and the old chapter, the Old Testament. Some can just read the New Testament. That's beside other readings. We can read a particular chapter and we can do it, study on it and be slow in reading it and trying to get exactly what's going on. But reading the Bible as a whole gives us a whole picture of what's happening, what God is trying to tell us. So it's important to read the Bible and read it in sequence. We just can't just open every day, we just open a part and say, oh, I'm going to read that part and that's it. No, it's a complete picture. It's a complete picture. So when we read the Bible, it's actually also, it gives us a deposit of heaven because we participate with Christ in reading the Bible. Some people describe the heaven, you know, like St. John tried to describe the heaven, and St. Paul, Daniel, they tried to describe heaven, and they couldn't. I'll give you an example of that. Somebody mentioned it once, that imagine a native group live in a forest. They haven't seen the rest of the world. They know nothing of the rest of the world. And that was the case a few years back. And assuming somebody comes in with a bus that runs through the area. So the one that saw the bus, they ask him, what did you see? He says, I don't know. Something like an elephant, big, can't describe it. What it's made of? I don't know. It's like still water that doesn't move, it's hard. Can't you explain? No, I can't. I don't know what it is. Has it got legs like the elephant? No, it's got something funny. And has this huge noise. I don't know what it was. Like what? What sort of noise? He can't explain it. It's the same thing when they talk about heaven. When St. John describes it, he can't really, you know, it's something that he can't describe. He says it's like a pearl, like. It's like gold. The light can't describe. That's how it is. As the same people, those native people trying to see an aeroplane, for example, for the first time. What would they think? How would they describe it to each other? That's how it is. That's how beautiful the heaven is that it cannot be described. So we need to concentrate about heaven. When we read the Bible, it's a deposit for heaven. We will be with God forever, with Christ forever in heaven. So we sit with him for a little while here, and then when we pass from this world, we sit with him forever. And we read a few psalms today, or at least two, but one of the psalms, which is the longest, probably the longest one, which is Psalm 119, there's a few things that David tells us about the Bible. He says, how can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. Okay? So it gives us cleanses. It gives us purity. So we need to realize that by your word, the word of the Lord, we can be cleansed. Also, your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. Why would he hid the word of the Lord in his heart? It's very simple. So Satan does not snatch it away. It'd be kept there. It'd be applied with. Satan has no power over it. You cannot snatch it. So it's very important to know the words of the Lord, to keep in our hearts so we can apply it, we can use it in our lives. Also tells us I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies as much as in all riches. He has a complete joy. And the whole of the Psalm 119, which I suggest that you should read it, it's a beautiful one about reading the Bible, how beautiful it is, how rich it is. So we need to be able to read the Bible in the way that we'll benefit from it. For example, when we read the Bible, and for example, it says anything that we've just read, we can stop reading the Bible, and make it a prayer. For example, we're talking about one of the saints, or talking about Daniel. We'll ask the Lord, please, Lord, give us the discipline like Daniel had. So we won't sway. We'll be steadfast in our belief. So every time we read the Bible, we're supposed to stop and make it a prayer. Because it'd be a complete thing. We're talking to God, listening to Him, and talking to Him at the same time. So if we do that, like, for example, we talk about the sinful woman. Straight away we stop. Dear Lord, give us the tears like you gave this woman. Give us this repentance, this joy of repentance, and so forth. Everything that we read in the Bible can apply as a prayer. Then it becomes a complete thing. And as I mentioned a few times, if we read something and we get moved by it, stop reading the Bible, get up and pray. Get up and pray. After you finish the prayer, continue on. It's important to have a continuous life with Christ. And as I mentioned, that would give us protection. When we go out to the world and we get temptations, then we remember all the things that we've read the night before. We remember all the verses that are hidden in our hearts. And that will make us strong, make us be able to resist the sin. So we need to do this. Ask the Lord to give us the word so we can understand it. Ask the Lord that we can feel Him while we're reading the Bible. He's there. That's His word. He's there. So we participate in Him. And that's the beauty about the Bible. So if we do that this year, I'm sure it'd be a much better year for us. Glory be to God forever. Amen.